This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every year, Midsummer takes over the city in different ways, big public events, smaller shows, and everything in between. And this year's program runs across 3 weeks and hundreds of events, which can feel exciting. And when you've got to choose what to see, a little overwhelming. So when you're the person shaping the program, what guides those choices? Well, in studio with us is Pieta Farrell, Head of Programming at Midsummer. Pieta, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
You must be excited.
Yes, very excited. We kick off on Sunday.
Sunday, the big day. When you step back and you look at the full program, what stands out to you about where queer culture is right now?
Celebrations of queer joy as a radical act. Our theme this year is time and place. And so we're really looking at how our queer identity is, celebrated in this time and place in Melbourne, in Naarm, in Australia, in Australasia, and in 2026. What does that mean?
When did that idea start to emerge, time and place? I love it.
Yeah, that's the theme that was written by our CEO and creative director, Karen Bryant. And it's been a great theme to be programming to all year. So we've been talking about this since last year's festival, really. And looking at the time and place that we're in, the kind of culture, what's happening in the world, you know, the threats to the queer culture as well and our identities, it really stood out to us as something really important to centre this year.
If someone's listening and they've said, you know what, I've never really done Midsummer properly, they've perhaps gone to carnival or, you know, the street party, but never really done it, what would you say? Where do you start?
Where do you start? Okay, so Midsummer Presents curated program is probably where I would point some people to, or also our Midsummer Hubs. So there's 9 venues around Melbourne who have a significant program as a part of Midsummer Festival.
It's huge now, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got over 200 events in the city. So I would say that look at your postcode. If you wanted to stay local, there's going to be an event near you, or come into the CBD and see some of those incredible venues that have a large program.
What about regional Victoria?
We do have a regional activation program, and that's been going on since about November. There's been activities across the state of Victoria, and that continues on through until February as well.
Now, Pieta, how do you choose what to see? Because you've been across everything, I imagine. How do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you want to see everything?
I want to see lots of things. I have programmed a number of shows that are in the Midsummer Presents program that I'm really excited about. Mm. So one of those is Gorobbery by Joel Bray Dance Company and presented by Black Dance this year. That's at the Meat Market, and they're coming to us from Sydney Festival, which I'm very excited about. They've just had 2 nights at Sydney Opera House Forecourt where they sold out and had 5-star reviews, and now we're getting to be the Melbourne season. So we're very excited to see Gorobbery come to the program.
What else stands out?
Kiki House of Furia, which is the fantasy ball at the State Library of Victoria. So in for
a
me,
ball at the library.
A ball at the library, very fitting venue, the Queen's Hall, of course, on level 1. So that's our first ballroom event, which is led by the ballroom community and presented at the State Library of Victoria. It's got 6 categories. There'll be judges, there'll be prizes, there'll be over 100 walkers, and I'm really excited for that one on the 24th.
Are you going into it?
Yeah, 24th of January. I can't wait.
I love it. Ballroom. Now, there's a mix of the big public events we've spoken about, the quieter, more personal work as well. What does that range allow people to experience?
So there's a lot of events that you could go to where you're hearing a very personal story. And one of those, I would say, is something like The Placeholder at 45 Downstairs. It's by a Pathways alumni. It's not autobiographical, but it is a work by a trans writer, playwright, with a cast of 6 cast members who are local Australian actors. And we're really excited to see this go from a Pathways alumni sort of work in progress and reading last year through to a full presentation at 45 Downstairs for 2 weeks of quite a personal story of someone who's transitioning. And then you get something else like pool parties that are happening at different locations. So it really depends on what you're looking for, I guess, out of the program and on a day.
We're chatting with Pieta Farrell, Head of Programming at Midsummer, as the festival kicks off this Sunday. Pieta, I want to ask you the big event. Tell us about the big events that we go to.
Carnival.
The Carnival?
Yes, the Carnival's this Sunday. We've got 3 stages across Carnival and lots of stalls. We've got the dog show at 3 o'clock on the picnic stage.
I love the dog show.
It's so good. It's one of of the favourite events of the day with some guest judges. We've got the Lip Sync Limelight as well, the picnic stage at 4 p.m. Or at 5 p.m., sorry, and people get up and lip sync for their life, which is fantastic. And then on the main stage, we've got some guest DJs. Kitamine is coming over from New Zealand, who was in RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. We've got the host Milo Harthill, who'll be hosting on the main stage, and guest performances from a lot of the shows that are in the festival, which is a little taster for you so you can buy your tickets on the day.
When you look at Midsummer, where it is now and the size of it, is the team proud? They must be feeling so good.
It is huge, yeah. It's and massive, we are quite a small team. So, yeah, I think, yeah, we can be proud, actually, of, like, where we are.
And now, when it wraps this year, what do you hope people carry with them?
Probably looking at that time and place, like, who are we, where are we, and what is queer culture in 2026 and our identities, and how we are still strong and we are still celebrating queer joy, and how that is a radical act at the moment. So gathering, coming together, communing together and sharing our stories is still so important. So coming together, I think, would be a really good takeaway.
You know what I love about Midsummer is last year I went to the gym the next day. Mm-hmm. And my trainer said, oh, we wandered into the carnival. They just wandered across it. And they said we felt so welcomed by the crowd. And it was just such a good thing to hear.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And a lot of people, I think their entry into Midsummer is something like Carnival or Victoria's Pride Street Party or the Pride March down here on the 1st of February, that they know about those larger events that are free events, but they don't necessarily know that there's a whole program of events around that. And so we're trying to help them understand and navigate that and experience 22 days of LGBTQIA plus arts and culture across Melbourne.
Okay, the big question, if we want to see the program, where do we go?
midsummer.org.au.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. You must be so excited about Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us today, and all the best for the festival.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That Pieta Farrell, Head of Programming at Midsummer. For the full program and all the details, head to midsummer.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.